Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. A divrei Torah should be zchus neshama, Rabbi Melvin Berg. He was a rabbi in Flatbush. We're going to mention the Cholim Aviv a little later, but it says Hashem does not have crooked judgment. So Rav Elia Lopian said, what does that mean, Hashem doesn't have crooked judgment? So Rav Elia Lopian says, because when Hashem is going to give a decision, let's say to someone called Reuven Ploni, or Rachel Ploni, or Shimon Ploni, or Leah Ploni, I'm making fake names, Hashem takes into account their family, their friends, their business, like who else is going to get affected when this person gets a punishment. So that's what means Hashem's judgment is not crooked, because Hashem takes into account the effects of his punishment, not only on the person who gets punished, but also who's going to, when that person gets punished, who else is going to get affected. Rav Elia Lopian said, if you heard this debate after Yom Kippur, but for sure before Yom Kippur, you should get involved in community needs. You know, whether bring around, now there's different community needs you can think of. You know, therefore you can tell Hashem, Hashem, I'm helping out the community. Please, the community needs me. I think Tali Owas, Rav Yemiya Newman from Chicago, I think calls me Tali Owas, he said a little different shot. He said that, example, when you go to before a courtroom in of a judge of flesh and blood, they might give you a punishment a little more than you're supposed to get, or a little less than you're supposed to get. Hashem's judgments are exact. He doesn't give you more or less. He gets you what you're supposed to get. Then as Azino Shemayim Vadabeu Vatishma Aretz Vayomer, something like Vayimu. So how Moshe Sternbach from Yushalayim Yerukal says, Azino means you put your ear. You're supposed to put your ear to the Shemayim. You're supposed to put your ear to the Ruchnis, the Torah Mitzvahs. And Vadabeu is a hard language. You're supposed to speak to yourself if you're not listening to the Torah Mitzvahs, not listening to Hashem. You're supposed to speak hard to yourself. You better do it. Tishma is a little farther away listening, and the Aretz is physical items. You're supposed to listen less to the physical items, and Vayomer is a soft language. Again, you're not supposed to be physically, you're not supposed to be nothing. You're not supposed to be attached to physical items. You're supposed to be more attached to spiritual items, to Ruchnias. Then the Torah is compared to Mayim, to water. So the Vilna Gaon says, why is it compared to water? Because water, you know, can grow wheat, can grow corn, can grow peppers, but water can also, rain can also grow items that are not so safe, like poison, or even drugs. So Zakta Vilna Gaon, that's why Torah is compared to Mayim. Because the Vilna Gaon says it depends. If you have an open heart to the Torah mitzvahs, then the water of the Torah will come into you. But if your heart is krum, your heart is not the best heart for Torah mitzvahs, you're against the Torah, then you'll use the wall of the Torah for more dangerous items to your neshama and maybe to other fellow Jews' neshama. That's why the Torah is compared to water, because it's up to you whether you let the Torah enter you or not. Well, Yirmiyahu Newman from Chicago said another different explanation. He said that when the rain's on crops, it still takes a couple of days and not a couple of weeks, and not even a couple of months to see the effects of the rain, you know, to see the crops growing. Same thing with Torah, but you know, the effects of you learning and living Torah does not take effect right away. It takes days, weeks, but then you'll see it has an effect on your neshama for the better. It says that in this week's parsha, if you look, Moshe Rabbeinu called Yeshua Hoshea. So Sefer called Torah Treasures, I think called Targum Yonasan. He said, why was Yehoshua called Yehoshua? Yud is a very small letter. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was emphasizing how Yehoshua was a very humble individual, a very humble Jew, was a very humble Eved Hashem. But in this week's parsha, the reason Moshe Rabbeinu took Yud away, because Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Hoshea, you're now a leader. Since you're a leader, you have to get rid of your humbleness. You can no longer be humble. You have to act like a leader. I'd just like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos, and I'll leave you off with a beautiful Torah. It says that once the Satmar Rebbe, the Yo Teitelbaum Zatzal, went with his Gabbai to the doctor, and the Satmar Rebbe, as you know, I'm praising him, Satmar Rebbe was a huge learned Torah a lot. So the doctor came out and talked to the Gabbai because he didn't want to disturb the Satmar Rebbe learning Torah. And the doctor told the Gabbai, you know, the Satmar Rebbe doesn't have, I guess, good circulation in his feet, and therefore doesn't have good balance. Someone should always walk with him. Okay, the doctor walked away, and then Sat Louis said, "Agabe, what did the doctor say?" And the Agabe said, "You know, that you don't have good balance in your feet, you know, you have good circulation, so much always walk with you, but I saw you how you danced on Simchas Torah. You were dancing back and forth with the Sefer Torah in your hand, you were one dancing around all yourself, you were running around the base manager with the Sefer Torah all by yourself. You don't need anyone to help you out, you have great balance." The Satmar Rebbe answered back, "No, no, there Hashem was holding me. Hashem was dancing with me. Hashem was holding me in his hands. Yes, I probably do need other people to hold me for balance, but when I had the Sefer Torah in my hand, Hashem was with me. And Hashem was dancing with me, holding me." Of course, the Satmar Rebbe knew that Hashem was with him his whole life, but I guess he felt extra protection, like extra hashgacha pratis, because he was holding the Sefer Torah. But I think it's a Musa message to us that we have to realize, obviously, with Yom Kippur and the new year coming, Shana Tova Mitzvah, that Hashem is always with us. As David Melech says, Hashem leave below you, Hashem's with us, there's no reason to be scared. We have to realize, as we walk the path of life and the path of the new year, 5782, we have to realize Hashem, our Tati, Hashem, our Father, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Avraham, is always with us. If you can just put it down for Yehuda ben Shifa, Harachaim Kanievsky Shlita, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ito, Binyamin Avadya ben Elster, Moshe Dov ben Bloy, Wacha bas Ilana, Yehudit bat Wina, Michael bat Chana Rivka, Mim bat Sal Rezo, Leah Pesha bas Dina, Avam Yishiyahu ben Aviva, Moshe Dov ben Fega Bracha, Shira bas Devoa Leah, Baruch Tzvi ben Esther, Sprinza bat Esther, Pinchas Eliezer ben Esther, Leah bas Rachel, Ava Meir ben Bela Fega, Netanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipoa, Yekutiel Zamin ben Sara, Daniela Bracha Zahava bas Fega Leia, Daniela Bracha Zahava bas Fega Leia, Brina Bracha bas Wina, Brina Bracha bas Wina, Kutiel Zamin ben Sara, Chaya Malka bat Batsheva, Chaya Malka bat Batsheva, Moshe ben Malka, Moshe ben Malka. Please down for all those cholim. I know I ran quickly through them, but Hashem should send them all a refuah shleima b'kovo. If I've left anyone out, you know, just, yeah, I guess you should put them in. I'm trying to think if I left anyone out quickly because I ran through it. I do not think I left anyone out, but if I did, I'd like to wish everyone a good bench here and a good in Shabbos. Bye-bye.